Now on today's program, our Transformers-a-thon continues. We're talking Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siskatron.
And there we go. We hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in to the fine program as always. You know, the summer blockbuster extravaganza is rolling on like a shitty transforming car.
Really? What is that? Is that a Star Wars character?
That's a Transformer transforming.
Yeah, oh. These are the noises that they make.
Like when the title comes up.
Wheelie, the guy with wheels. Wait, they
aren't there
wheels.
Numerous
no,
people?
No, but the little wheel.
Oh,
little
tiny wheel.
Don't you
okay.
love little wheel? Yeah.
Man, I don't know who watched that first movie and was like, you know what? You got to double down on the tiny, cute Transformers.
I don't know who watched
it. Quadruple down.
The mischievous
yeah.
little
oh, Transformers. Oh, don't they love getting into trouble?
Yes.
By the way, this is Transformers : Revenge of the Fallen from 2009, also directed by Michael Bay. And I'll tell you, this marks the final Transformers film I saw in theaters.
Oh, I'm already gone, man. I only one and done.
Oh, really?
Un and dune.
Well, yeah. I guess that is before we do this, the last night business in a couple
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's yeah,
gonna break I guess I'll get back on the wagon watching
gotta,
Transformers.
Gotta break
theaters.
Edge. Gotta do it.
And I didn't. The only thing I've ever seen in this movie was I get in those cable jags where you watch like 20 minutes of a movie.
Jag?
A jag.
You know the TV show Jag?
Yeah, you get 20 minutes of those cable jags yeah. where you're watching, you
watching
know,
some military court.
Yeah. Naval court. No. And I watched like 15 minutes of like John Turturro yelling at Shia LaBeouf's roommate. And I was like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Cut right out.
Egypt.
That's the greatest question is who is this for? And I guess it's Transformers nerds.
Yeah. It's not for kids. Like the best parts of this movie, I think, are when it really wears the fact that it's a movie for babies on its sleeve.
Yeah.
And like everyone's like like the bad guys are twirling their mustache and the good guys are like, we're going to get you bad guys. Like that's when the movie's like kind of fun.
Yeah.
It is so stupid. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I never saw this before and it's not for brains.
No,
it's just not for brains.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Leave your brain at the door for this one.
It's for babies or robots.
Or robot babies.
I think I was sitting in front of some robot babies when I saw this movie in the theater. Like I said last week, this blew up in our face because we were trying for some air conditioning, and the air conditioning was broken because we were seeing the movie at the Kaufman Astoria, which is indeed, as a reminder, one of the absolute worst movie theaters in New York City.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five
I want that cease and desist. I would love some nice Kaufman Astoria stationery.
Please stop making fun of our theater.
We cleaned up the stain. The stain is most gone.
No, but then there's five different news stains.
We go in there to see the last night, and it's just like the end of Wolf of Wall Street. The FBI agents just weaving
but,
through.
Yeah, so as I was, you know, sweating my pits off there, I was we were sitting in front of some nerds or some, you know, Transformers fans. Maybe they were nerds. I don't really know.
Or they were Transformers.
Oh, that could be. Well, they seemed to know all the Transformers because every time one came on screen, it was like, there's whatever the fuck.
Devastator.
Oh, here's Steamroller.
Mud Flap's here.
Oh, Mud Flap. Thanks for nothing.
Is that an actual character?
Yes.
That yeah, that's the two racist twins that we get in this movie.
Wait, they're Mud Flaps?
One of them is Mud Flap. I don't know what
the other one
is.
The other one is like Skids or Skidmark.
Skidmark. Yeah.
Shitty drawers.
Yeah. And they talk like they're from the ghetto, as I'm sure some white executive explained to some other white executive. Like,
yeah.
No, don't get too upset. They do talk like they're from the ghetto, but it's fun because we laugh at them from on high.
We have a good time chuckling at their urban rhythm.
And honestly, we had to do it. Michael just insisted. From day one, he insisted these two characters
be just
racist.
Insane. Like, why can't we just have... How about get like, you know, like one of these big badass robots? Have like Ernie Hudson.
Yes!
You know?
Fuck that yeah.
I mean, you have to.
David.
You have Tony Todd in this movie. Yeah. That's great. That's really cool. And like Tony Todd's just doing Tony Todd stuff. That's what I want in representation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
Here's the thing. And I, you know, correct me if anyone in this room disagrees, but if we made a movie in where we cast Tony Todd, the great Tony Todd, for a role in our film, don't you think we'd use Tony Todd just a bit?
Yeah.
Tony Todd does the voice of the Fallen, which is the villain of this movie, and he is barely saying peep.
He did 30 minutes of work for this. The guy who had to put the filter on his voice worked for 2 hours. And then there's nothing. And like and he's not menacing at all because he shows up for one big scene at the end.
All right, so I'm now pitching a movie to Hollywood before one of these iconic actors passes because they go every day.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hollywood, listen up.
It's Keith David, Tony Todd, and Ernie Hudson in a room with like a knife on the table.
Oh,
and like it's that's what the movie is. Whatever else has to happen, maybe there's like some ransom money involved. It's like what, three guys, one knife, and it's that's what we're talking
about. And the movie's just called Knife, and the ads for it say like hashtag Knife the Movie.
Knife the Movie. I love this.
It reminds me of Stab from the Screamiverse.
Oh yeah, totally. Of the Screamiverse,
and
man.
Just, you get a lot of like good monologues. Maybe Mamet gives it a polish. Mm-hmm.
And,
you know?
And Three Guys, One Knife reminds me of Two Girls, One Cup from the Internetiverse.
Do we have to take a break now?
Yeah, I gotta. Whenever I say it, I have to watch it.
Better hurry up.
Well, the climax would have Tony Todd vomiting into Keith David's mouth. That's,
yeah,
that's where that has to go.
Man. So we start as... God, as you want any Transformers movie to do, with a flashback to prehistoric times.
It's great because it's Optimus Prime being like, you know, there was once a planet called Earth. It's like, yeah, I'm fucking on it. You don't need to tell me what Earth is.
I'm from there, buddy.
Yeah, I was like, when is this narration taking place? Who are you telling this story to?
And we were ancient aliens.
Yeah, again, God damn it, just with... You know, oh, you want to make something hip and mysterious and cool? Make it ancient aliens. Come on already.
Yes. Oh, God.
Don't they know that Alien versus Predator already was made?
Also, wasn't it established already? They were. I just assumed in the first one they were aliens.
They were, because they were from like 1900 or whatever, the aughts.
Right.
And that was ancient enough, but it's like, oh, no. We go much further back than that.
Yeah, like...
I was on the Mayflower, goddammit.
Oh, stowaway.
We were Puritans on the Mayflower. Me and all of my other Autobot companions.
And then he's like...
The Prime Building at Harvard was named after my father, God damn it.
I first hid as a harp.
Oh, my God. So we... okay, so obviously they're cavemen. And the opening narration mentions that they... That the Transformers are species much like humans. I'm like, what?
Yeah. How? What are you even?
I guess you have limbs
and a voice box.
It's true. My ribs do come out of my body to become a third arm.
Now this is
we transform into skeletons. That's all we can do. That's it.
That takes a long time or a flash fire.
Junk, 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 junk. Oh, he's a skeleton. He's a dead, long dead skeleton.
Just take your flesh off. It's not a big deal. But like, what is any like? Okay, robots are built. I know that.
Sure.
From living on Earth, I guess.
Yeah.
Did someone create? Is there a creator of Transformers? Or
is that not the All Spark? Isn't the All Spark like the thing that gave them all life?
It gives them life is the idea. And also, as we see in this movie,
so it's like the monolith from 2001.
Yes, most definitely. And there's some bullshit stuff like later in this movie where we learn more sort of about how a Transformer is born, because there's that one part where they go up to the Fallen's like hangout on like a comet or whatever, and he's like, oh, mind the hatchlings. And there's like these blue sacks, and one breaks, and a fucking malformed robot falls out.
That is a whole movie into itself. What are we talking about? Why is this? And that's kind of the best part of the movie. That's your villains talking to each other, and it's a cartoon. And I'm like, that's what I want. Another, not to get too deep into Transformer philosophy,
okay.
But at one point, Tyrese Gibson says to somebody else, I think it's the snooty FBI agent or whatever. The government agent. He looks at Optimus Prime and he's like, well, if we're made in God's image, what is that guy made from? And I'm like, if you're looking
Satan.
At, if you're looking at a sentient robot car, I think it's time to stop looking at the Book of Genesis quite so literally. Like,
exactly
literally,
right.
Let's just like think about expand the horizons.
Yeah,
the Bible is garbage because there's a fucking robot walking around from space.
Do you think a lot of people would kill themselves?
Yeah,
like
of course.
Across the planet? Like just like, oh my God, there's giant walking robots.
Oh man, it would be just like The Leftovers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, a bunch of people just fucking disappear, except for they kill themselves.
Is that what happens at Thanksgiving?
I didn't see Leftovers show, I guess.
I didn't see it.
That's a show in where the first season is terribly boring, and when you stop watching it, then you have a bunch of people tell you, oh my God, you have to get back into it because it's so good. And I'm like, well, what the fuck were you doing in the first one?
I went back after that to rewatch. I fell for that shit. And no, it's still not good.
Yeah, I don't know. I still got people in my ear telling me it's good.
This year's commencement speaker at Liberty University is Optimus Prime.
Oh. Yes.
Everything you know is bullshit. I'm from space. I eat Energon and whatever else.
You haven't even heard of my stars.
Exactly.
Did Neil deGrasse Tyson ever fact check these movies?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I'm just thinking about like... Not only would the religious be offended, but...
The scientific
community, because the eggheads would get their minds... They would be that's not possible.
Engineers worldwide would be just furious.
Tearing up their drafting tables.
So we go to Shanghai because we have to see... It's like, you know, what's been going on since we last left the Transformers?
Great and question.
What's been going on is the Autobots have formed an alliance with the humans, and now there's this whole government agency set up where all those army dudes from the first movie, Tyrese and Josh Duhamel included, are running around with all these Autobots doing secret missions, wiping the rest of the Decepticons off the face of the earth.
And the question is, because this guy's like this one Autobot, I don't know, or this one Decepticon is like working at a construction site. Like, are they just like getting jobs? They're just trying to find work. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like a cover, dude. You got to hide doing something.
No, man, I think they're just trying to go straight. Like, you know, Megatron is gone. Like, you know what I mean? You're trying to find work after the war.
Oh,
here.
Man. So is Megatron just a parole officer in this situation?
No, but now your boss is gone. You're like, well, I gotta put Energon on the table or oil exactly. or whatever the fuck I eat.
Might as well move trains.
Listen, my bot, right or wrong, I was fighting for my bot, my home bot, and you know that didn't work out. I'm just trying to make a new. I'm an immigrant in your country.
Yeah,
I just want to do the best like robot pounding I could do on this construction site or whatever the fuck. I can jackhammer better than this guy. Why don't you hire me?
I can be a rental car. It hurts.
I'm paying. Yeah. Oh man.
Why the hell not? We need him.
I'm a bang bus. I had to become a bang bus. God damn it, this is degrading work being a bang bus.
Some nights I clean off the cum. Other nights I clean off the blood.
This is a kind of an okay action scene, I think, because
the opener. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's kind of fun, like ish.
This is what Bay does. This is his. This is where he.
What is with Optimus Prime? Optimus Prime doing this fucking like Dirty Harry dialogue at the start.
Well, he's got huge cannons now. He's got guns.
Yeah, well, he's been living in America for a while, and you get those fucking god killers.
You're like,
especially if you're fighting crime, man. Come on,
not today. And other such dialogues. I only wrote down not today.
Move for it, you fucking scumbag. I dare you.
I bought this one at Walmart.
And this is when we get introduced to there are lady Transformers that don't do goddamn anything.
Did I miss this?
They're the motorcycles.
The motorcycle ghosts?
Yeah.
Oh, those are ladies?
They're like, if you read the IMDb trivia, it's like, they're the first women Transformers.
Because
like,
in the beginning, they have hot chick holograms that pop up.
Wait,
so that tells you.
They're holograms of robots that are
women.
Hot? Or
of
women that are hot. Okay.
On top of the motorcycles that are robots, Eric.
Oh, but so wait a second.
Oh,
so just
I
because
see what
of
you're
like
saying. Yes. Those weren't people.
No,
whatever like the gender of the hologram dictates the gender of the Autobot?
No, I mean, I think if you probably looked at this movie, which you can't because everything looks like nothing, there would probably be like female curves in some of the designs when they turned into robots.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
That's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't know if they even talk in this movie. I mean, and no one's like, oh, look, it's the ladies.
They
like,
sure you know get blown like, apart at one point.
Yeah. Oh, look, it is the ladies. Oil raid, gentlemen.
Motherbot, would you like to go out for a buffet dinner?
Motherbot. I've been faithfully married for 2 millennia.
You motherbotter.
So, I mean, they wind up killing... I do love the robot murder in these movies.
Oh, yeah. It's relentless.
It is pretty vicious. It's like, it's the one like wink to the audience. Like, we know it's really stupid, but you're going to see a robot fucking get killed.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see a robot get shot in the face. In the fucking face.
Optimus Prime gets a Rasputin death.
Oh, yeah.
He dies 7 times before they actually split him in half.
Well, listen, man, if you're a Decepticon, right? And you're like, God damn it, I fucking hate this Optimus Prime. I can't wait till he goes. When you get him, you're going to fucking Gaddafi that guy. You better believe it. You're going to shove a fucking pipe right up his ass.
They pulled me off my robot horse. They dragged me for miles.
And so this guy's dying. His last words are like, the fallen is coming or something. And Optimus Prime
this guy, you mean a robot.
This robot named Cattle Prod or whatever the fucking name is.
Oh, no, they killed Cowcatcher.
That would be a great one, right? He's working out in the fields, like hurting cows and other things.
Sure.
That'd be a good job to have.
Why isn't there a tractor guy? Why isn't John Deere sponsoring a tractor bot?
Well, we haven't watched this fifth movie yet. That's true.
I mean, I think there's a tractor on the Super Dyson at the end of this that vacuums up half of Egypt.
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. The suck bot.
Yes, the suck bot.
What was his name? The Fallen?
No, that's different. No,
the Fallen is Tony Todd.
Oh, wait. And what's the vacuum cleaner at the end?
Devastator, I believe.
Oh, is that Devastator? Yeah.
Devastator? That's the name of a Star Destroyer, buddy. And that's it.
Oh, boy. Here come the Star Wars.
Uh-oh.
Turn that corner.
We cut to Sam Witwicky, who is just trying to go to college. Honestly, just trying to go to college.
Oh, by the way.
He's like, you know what? It's been a couple months. It's been 2 years. I just want to go to college.
This is my biggest gripe with this movie.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Is they make a big deal. It's like, oh, the first Witwicky to go to college ever.
Yeah.
His fucking grandfather was an explorer of the Arctic. That's an aristocrat's job.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I have that written down. Right? And this guy lives in a fucking mansion.
Well, and that's the other horseshit part about when he gets to college and we meet his fucking obnoxious roommate, which is like a G-grade John Leguizamo.
Sure.
And this dude is like, oh, I looked you up. I know everything about you. I hacked your information. Oh, we're just the same. You're poor just like I am. And he's like, yeah, I know. I was like, what in the ever-loving fuck are you talking about?
This kid is rich.
Where are they hiding that money? What is this con they're doing? They're hiding from the government.
What is he in the mafia? Are they a mafia family?
But did he invent the bang bus?
He might have. Oh, maybe he's got a pornography empire.
That might
it is Los Angeles.
Yep. That, yep. You know what? That's half of Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, and they have
every other person out there is a porno guy.
And they have this huge house. You never see all of it. You don't know what's going on in the lower levels. Yep. You know
that's
what I mean?
True. I don't see a basement. Mm-hmm. And you know that house has a basement.
The weird thing is, though, like Kevin Dunn even says this little fucking rich boy. He's like, oh, man, $40,000 a year. How am I going to pay for that? Fucking poor people like myself do it through student loans that cripple you later in life.
That's how it works. This is America, goddammit.
It's 2009. That's what we're doing.
Yep. Absolutely. That's just get involved in that fucking racket. Well, I mean, you know, he's just got to step up like the, you know, illegal cigarette import and the gambling and the numbers running and whatever else the mafia does.
So rackets.
He's talking to Megan Fox and he's like, hey, I'm going to wear my shirt from the first movie. And everyone's like, yay. And he's like, dusting it off and a piece of the fucking Allspark falls off.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah. And it's like alien blood. It burns through several levels of the house.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so as we know from the Allspark, if it like farts on a machine of some kind. It turns it into like an evil gremlin transformer. Man,
it should have fell on the goddamn like sewer pipe and turned the toilet into a monster.
Oh man, yeah. Right? That toilet finally gets his revenge on Kevin Dunn.
I'm gonna eat your poopies. I'm the toilet.
Yeah. Oh no, what's his name? Sam?
Yeah.
Sam, we gotta clog the toilet.
Yeah, so all these like little gadgets and gadgets come to life.
The toaster really gets menacing there for a minute.
They always get guns immediately.
Yeah.
Like immediate guns.
Well, and rockets.
America, goddammit.
Lots of rockets as well.
Did anyone notice when the mother comes out, there's like just a waffle iron on her head? Like it's not animated or anything. It's just like, ah!
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
I think somebody forgot about something.
Well, I think that was part of the Tribune trivia, was they were saying something about that waffle iron was too expensive to animate. I was like, why is that the cutoff? Look at all the money being thrown into this movie. You couldn't find a few extra bucks to animate a goddamn waffle iron?
And if that's the case, just cut it from the movie.
She also doesn't need that. It's not funny. Nobody cares. These parents are terrible characters.
And then Bumblebee comes out, because the first of many times Shia LaBeouf screams Bumblebee in this movie, yes, which is really undignified.
Or also, he's just fucking calling him B. Like goddamn what's-his-face in Blade 2.
Oh, yeah, Steven.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Why would you abbreviate it to B? I would be calling him Bumble.
Hey, Bumble! Hey, Bumble!
Or Bumble!
Or BB, that's kind of cool.
Oh, BB.
BB.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that might be something.
Maybe you. How about not, you know, oh, call right. any like name, this. Just fucking say, hey, you, get over here.
Right. Well,
hey,
they're robot. They're best buds. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
That's yes. Well, you know, that's a good point, Chris. You shouldn't ever have to remember names. It's a thing I hate about everything.
Well, specifically I, no, with
at the
androids.
Office, I do you, her, him, you know.
What do you say to the robots in your office?
Oh, they're its.
Yeah, they're definite.
Oh, hey, Dave. Hey, Earl.
Yeah, oh, because it's an acronym. Yes. Earl, it's an acronym, yeah.
Yeah, so Bumblebee comes out and shoots them all up. And I guess
he lays waste to the front of his house, by the way. Someone's calling the police department.
And one of the many things, this movie didn't watch the first movie, unfortunately, because the parents are like, oh, Bumblebee, you're great. At the end of the movie, they're pretending they don't know that the Transformers happened, right? I guess in the between the two
Wait,
movies.
Did the Men in Black, like, you know, erase their minds?
No, because they're like Kevin Dunn's like, oh, honey, you can't say robot, national security business or whatever.
Well, no, but I'm saying, yes, in this movie, they know about robots.
No,
in
I know.
In the last movie, at the end, they're just like, well, the government wouldn't lie to us, like this whole thing. Like,
oh, is that right? I don't,
yeah, God, it's like a little
it,
bit.
It was last week. I don't even fucking remember.
How could you?
No, so forget a Michael Bay movie.
I don't remember either of these movies.
So Sam, when the government comes in, gives Megan Fox this little sliver of an AllSpark and like, he has like stupid visions from here on out, which is just
he got imprinted. This is what the AllSpark is gone. It's dead.
Yep.
And somehow it imprinted all of its shit onto this little shithead.
Well, that's because he touched the piece of it with his flesh.
Oh man, I hate when I touch pieces with my flesh.
Yeah, because like he touches it and it kind of like burns him, and that's why he drops it in the first place.
But like that's it. So now it's dead, except for he has.
Are you surprised this is stupid?
He's also like destined to do this as well as we get into
right.
it.
Yeah.
He was born to be Optimus Prime's
whipping
boy.
Guys, this was God's plan for Sam Witwicky.
So that he may rise into Transformer Heaven.
Absolutely right. Also, so we're skipping over some stuff here that I think is very crucial to the development.
This movie's 3.5 hours long.
No, I know, but this is very crucial to the development of these classic characters. One being our introduction to Megan Fox is her fucking bent over this motorcycle, ass in the air. She's like spray painting a decal on a motorcycle. No one is fucking putting their ass up in the air painting a motorcycle
it's
like this.
No wonder she walked away from these movies,
of
right?
Course.
Like everyone's like, oh man, I can't believe that Megan Fox will come back for Transformers 3. Michael fucking Bay put cameras in her vagina. Like that's she's like, no, thank you, dude.
There is a shot later in the movie, we can just talk about it here, where it's the two of them. It's her and Shia LaBeouf getting out of a car, and Shia LaBeouf gets out, and he's kind of like, he gets out on like the left-hand side of the frame and just exits, And they clearly had this camera set up fucked up because she gets out of the car and her boobs are just right there. And she even kind of reacts like, oh, the fucking camera's there, like, and tries to dodge it. And meanwhile, like, these breasts are just in the screen.
Oh, yeah, Megan, sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry. That'll definitely get cut. That'll definitely get cut. Don't worry about it.
I didn't do that on purpose. Where's the Transformer?
That was CameraBot.
Hey, Michael, I just want to remind you yet again that dialogue comes out of this part of my body. So if you want me to explain the story and look, react to stuff, it's all going to be up here, buddy.
Boy, up here.
Boy, Megan,
that's great. It's a great point you just made.
She even referenced that shot of the motorcycle and said, like, they also had a camera, like, on her face while she's talking or whatever, and that's what she thought was going on. She didn't know there was a camera up her fucking asshole.
Speaking of bang bust, that's what Michael Bay should have done.
Megan, let's try one take where you are Ace Ventura talking out of your ass. Okay, go. Okay, go. All right, go.
All right, hold on. One. Tape guy. I need tape guy.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
Scratch.
Oh, you need something get stuck down, huh? You called the right guy. Should I tape her to the motorcycle?
We're also missing the introduction of Optimus Prime. He skydives.
Oh, you better believe
it. With parachutes.
Yep.
It's a giant fucking metal monster.
You put a truck inside of a helicopter and then give it a parachute.
Yep. And this is what I don't understand. He's a truck. They dump him out of the plane. He turns into Optimus Prime. Lands and immediately turns back into a truck. I was like, that's a waste of resources.
Here's my question. I don't think we talked about this last. Is it more comfortable for a Transformer to be a car or to be a person?
Oh, it's got to be a person.
I think a car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really? I would rather, like, I'm
because it can't be both. It can't be equally comfortable.
I agree with you. I think it's more comfortable to be a car. And I say that as a person who would
who
be
wishes
more,
they were a car.
I do.
Cloak yourself.
I feel like it would be better. It would be more relaxing to be on, you know.
But they're all wrinkled
wheels.
And folded over a bunch of times.
I just have this image of Eric sitting in a parking lot next to all these cars. I'm a car now.
It's like Moonraker when Michael Jackson like leans up against that wall and then turns into
Moonwalker.
Oh, I was like, Michael Jackson was in that James Bond movie?
Well, he should have been.
That would have been a great James Bond villain, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the one with Jaws, too?
Jaws is in that. Well, yeah. Jaws is in a couple of them, but he is in that movie. Yeah, yeah, and they go to space for some reason.
So you think you'd be more comfortable as a person, Andrew?
Because they're unfolded. Yeah, they can move their arms and legs around.
Thing, like, you got to think about, well, what am I doing with my arms? Does this look weird? But if I'm a car, it's like I'm just laying there.
And weight's distributed. You've got some nice rubber wheels.
Nobody's
going on.
Staring at me.
Exactly. No one looks at me. I like that.
And you just drive the highways for as long as you want.
I
want
to be a nondescript car.
That's the thing. You can't be one of them. They're sexy cars.
No, I want to turn into a Honda Civic.
Yeah, you got to be like a Nissan or like a Hyundai Sonata.
Or like a Mazda.
A good Audi.
A Mazda. Well, Audis.
No, people are looking at Audis.
Those are luxury cars, kind of. You want a Mazda because it's trying to look like a luxury car, but everyone knows it's not, so we're looking away.
I wouldn't be able to drive myself because I don't have a driver's license.
So, oh, right.
Like, oh, shit.
I would have to be a car on the train.
So if you got pulled over?
Yes.
You wouldn't? Oh, yeah. Car on the train. Yeah, I guess they drive. Is that how they transport cars?
Yeah, probably car trains.
Well, there's
those exist.
Wait. Andrew could be one of those big double-decker trucks, and you could drive up on them, and like he's like taking you to the car dealership kind of thing?
All right, here's the thing. Please tweet at us. With the hashtag SBE2017.
That's correct.
What kind of car you think everybody in the show would be?
That's a good idea.
And it's going to get real offensive real quick.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be three minivans and a little egg-shaped thing for Steve.
Oh, man. I thought I was
going egg-shaped.
Come on, guys.
Well, like those little, like, you know, Ford Sparks or whatever those things.
I was thinking just four Hummers.
I was thinking four garbage trucks.
Yes.
It takes us about 25 minutes to get to college. And college isn't even the point of the movie, but it takes about 25 minutes to get there.
We're already talking about long-distance relationships. He eerily packs her a long-distance relationship kit.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is in there? Cisco brand.
What? Oh, well, that's their video chat thing.
Yeah, you don't know what else is going on.
He's like, this is like a psycho box. It's like...
I'm a fucking psycho creep. Here's a box.
He's like, here's some of my pubes. I got those in there.
I hope I could count on your loyalty.
But that's the weird thing is like, he's obsessed with his own girlfriend because he was obsessed with her before he tricked her into being his girlfriend.
Well, he gets it. Yep. He knows what's going on here. This woman is way out of this dude's league.
Of course.
And he's doing everything he desperately can.
But not everything, because he's got something where she's like, why won't you say you love me? And
I don't know, because it's a movie and I need something to get to.
And I'm a man.
And Kevin Dunn keeps on telling him to go out fucking. Like, I don't understand. Like, why would Kevin Dunn say this?
Well, listen, son, the clock. Clock's ticking here. She's clearly going to break up with you soon. You better just get fucking until she don't want to fuck
you. I looked like Shia LaBeouf when I was 24 years old. You will turn into Kevin Dunn like that. You know what?
It's done and done.
You think, look at these abs and like, I could go out to Wendy's at any old time. And then like that, you're Kevin Dunn.
One day you're 21 years old and then like that, Dunkin' Donuts franchises.
Do you think...
Are they not fucking? Are you saying they're not fucking?
I don't know.
No, they definitely did fuck.
They fucked.
They definitely did fuck. And the proof is in this movie.
In the pudding.
Because right around... Yeah, no, there was some fucking in the pudding because what happened was later in this hilarious extended college sequence... When the mom is running around on a fucking pot brownie being a maniac,
whatever.
She goes up to these babes and she's like, my son's so cool. His name's Sam.
He gets it wet.
She definitely goes what? and he's had sex. He just popped his cherry this summer. I heard it. They didn't know that I was home. She fucking says this to strangers.
Release the tapes.
I was not watching the movie, by the way.
It's disgusting. She's like,
I miss that line too.
I heard my son get his cherry popped. He thought nobody was home.
She's going on a long one. She's taking that thing for a walk during that whole scene.
That scene, man, my God. The whole like, isn't it crazy being on marijuana?
It's a disgrace to the responsible marijuana users of the world that you get dipshit fucking scenes like this in this movie.
But she also said she bought it on the quad. Like it was just out there.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool college.
With the Bob Marley posters and all the other shit.
And I mean, it's more Michael Bay improv because these jokes are going on for... It's weighing this movie down.
It's 60% of the movie. Yes. This movie is 2.5 hours long and like a third of it is just jokes.
Mm-hmm. Joke after
from
joke.
From human beings.
Oh, God, I hate jokes.
And wondering if Shia LaBeouf is going to tell fucking Megan Fox if he loves her. That fucking matters.
He adores her.
That's true.
Psycho box.
Yeah, here's my psycho box. I adore you. here's a webcam so we could talk while we're long distance. Oh, wait. She doesn't know it's always on.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Geek Squad and I got that shit hooked up.
I talked to the geeks and I was like, I want to abuse the privacy of a woman.
And they were like, gotcha.
Is the URL girlfriendcam.org ready?
You selling it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's like going to become part of his father's empire.
All right. Here's my long-distance relationship box for you. And now you have to fill up your long-distance relationship box for me with your underwear from the hamper.
Optimus Prime, you're not using your
long distance relationship.
Yeah. Hello, Sam. Is the webcam catching me? Am I too close to the webcam, Sam Witwicky?
No. You're good, Optimus. Get closer. I want to see your robot lips.
Oh, God. Wait, it's 2009. Can I make a chat roulette joke?
Oh, yeah. I don't think so. I think that might be a little early.
Really?
We'll get it in the next
movie.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
That's 2011,
that,
I think.
Yeah, that might
right
be a dark side of the moon, Dick.
So, in college, he meets his roommate who is running some hacker convention has nothing to do with the movie. It shouldn't be in the movie.
Well, at first, it looks like the Legion of Dahmer because they have all these pictures of women on their... like sexy lady posters or shit like that. It's just girls standing in hallways.
You know, there is one good poster in this movie. It's at Sam Witwicky's house, though.
What's that?
It's the Smiths. Yep. Meet is murder.
Oh, right.
Which is pretty great.
And there's a Cloverfield poster in
there
this
room. There is, too, yes.
You know what it's right next to? A Bad Boys 2 poster.
Which, what the fuck?
Yep.
Michael Bay likes Michael Bay movies.
So
okay?
Michael Bay, what's great about this is it establishes that the director of this film exists in the world of the film.
Oh, that's true.
He should have got, they should have had him get killed by one of these robots.
I'm alive in my own work.
Does he have a cameo in this? He had one in the last one.
Wait, what was he in the last one?
He's like one of like.
Dude getting thrown from
like
something.
Section 7 guys, I think.
Oh, dude jerking off to Megan Fox behind the scenes.
That's oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guy number one. Number one, not number two.
This is what I hate about this college roommate situation, other than it being unfunny, useless, and terrible.
Sure.
It's this thing that always happens in movies and TV where the character, like the protagonist, is moving into college.
Sure.
And it's move-in day, and you see everybody moving in.
Yes. Sure.
And he gets there, and this dude's like, oh, I've already picked like one side of the room. And I was like, all right, that's fair. That happens. And then he's like, now let's go through this adjoining door into this other dorm room where my business empire is already set up. And I have these two geeks working for me. I was like, what? You've been here for less than a day. What are you talking
this
about?
This is back to school syndrome where like yeah. he's got like, but that was like a
robots.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
If he was in this movie.
Rodney.
What are you fucking stupid? Tell that girl you love her, even if you're lying about
her. Oh, I brought Kurt Vonnegut here for some reason.
Man, how lit do you think Rodney and Kinison were getting on the set of that movie?
Oh my God, beyond.
Can you imagine being in that room?
I would love
to. The verbal abuse you'd take?
Oh my God.
Kurt Vonnegut's like, well, you know, we're all kind of robots. Shut up, Vonnegut.
Oh man, what a nerd thing to say.
Hey, Kurt, why don't you get close to that motorcycle? No, just get up on it. Arch.
Hey, Kurt Vonnegut, arch your ass up on that motorcycle. Whatever, just gotta be kind, baby.
Hey, wardrobe, can we get a low-cut shirt on Kurt?
A low-cut sweater?
Hey, Michael, my mustache is up here.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean,
the
like...
poor man.
We find out that his roommate, who I think his name is Leo, did I make that up?
No, but it works for me.
We're going to call him the roommate.
You made it up.
His roommate, he's obsessed with Transformers. Somehow the government succeeded in keeping this a mystery where people, even though there's like, must be so much footage everywhere.
So much footage.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Like, I know it was 2007, but like,
dude,
there were cameras.
We had Razor phones.
Yeah. And
CNN would have had it.
Yep.
I know this now.
YouTube copyright infringement. Government owns that footage. Sorry.
But that's the thing. Is he says like, "Oh, the mainstream media is pretending that Transformers didn't happen."
This guy's like a little Alex Jones.
He totally is.
How Prison Planet started?
I think it is.
Oh, and I think it's his experience with the Transformers that made him scared to go outside ever again.
I'm afraid of black Transformers.
Black people and black Transformers.
Optimus Prime wants to take your money.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate this roommate character. There's also like the two other dudes are like set up where you're thinking like, okay, they're all going to be a team.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those two fat little guys get kicked right out of this movie.
But the first hour of the movie, you're not sure if the roommate's a character or not. And then like in the next hour, like he's there all the time. You're like, wait, don't you go away a lot?
Well, what happens is you realize or die. That would be majestic
to see this guy die.
But like once Megan Fox and Shia LaBeouf, like, they get attacked by a robot, and then they're like, oh, now the movie's starting, and that dude was hanging out. I'm like, oh, no. That dude's hanging out still.
Oh, are you talking about when Modelbot reveals herself?
Oh, man, let's talk about Modelbot.
Modelbot, yeah.
So Shia LaBeouf... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Well, so like, you know...
Her name's Mattel.
I think her name is Alice, actually.
Alice, yeah. Alice. So the roommate's like, all right, here we go, first frat party of the year, brothers. Let's go fucking bangboss.org.
One night away from the Mountain Dew machine, my brothers.
I love how
Shia LaBeouf's like, yeah, I know that guy, and he hates that job.
In this episode, all the porn sites are non-profits, apparently.
That's right.
.org, man.
All these porn sites are 501c3s, dude.
Dude, just fucking, hey, in your mind, add a Y. Add a Y, bro. Add a Y.
Oh, yes.
That's a way Homer.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I got it. I like that.
Orgies.
No, so they go to this party, and you know he's like, oh, I got to get back because I have my first internet chat with my girlfriend tonight. And they're like, okay.
Well, the funny thing is, that's not your girlfriend.
Well, that's the thing is, if he's like, oh, I have to go on the internet to talk to my girlfriend, and he goes into his wallet, he pulls out a picture of Megan Fox, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's just got a cam model.
Yep.
He's just paying a cam model.
Is that clipped from a magazine?
No, if it's my girlfriend.
If you want me to take off both socks, it's going to be an extra $5. Shia LaBeouf.
That definitely looks like the E from a Maybelline.
Oh man, it's just magazine clippings. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
It's like when George Costanza goes to that part, that warehouse part.
Oh, the warehouse party.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they were all here, Jerry.
Would you like to dance?
I mean, but yeah, if no one's believing it. Like, no.
No one's having it. They're like, yeah, just come to this party. Maybe you'll forget about your phone appointment. And so there's this Alice chick, and she comes up, and she's all babe-alicious, like, immediately, which, like, listen, well, Shia LaBeouf, let's get suspicious here.
Well, but also, Michael Bay doesn't know how to film a woman unless she's four. If she's 40, she's just a person. But if she's under 40, she's got to be a Victoria's Secret, like, photo shoot. Like every shot's like
it's a slow mo. There's a wind machine from somewhere.
Exactly. Where did that wind machine come from?
Shia LaBeouf's shirt isn't moving, but her shirt's moving.
So they kind of hit it off, and then but like they wind up in his car because something happens.
Well,
because
he gets hit by the spirit and like
starts
writing an icing, like,
yeah, you know,
which he's wasting that cake, and I was getting pissed.
A four with an X and a zero around it or something.
You know, which is the biggest concern if you've ever thrown a house party for a fraternity. You better have a fucking table cake ready to go.
What are you talking about?
It's so much, fucking dumb.
And bartenders. Yeah. It's right. So crazy.
Got to cut that cake into 100 pieces? Wait, yeah, let's totally. Get a head count.
Yo, Brad, all right, you got the kegs right. Awesome. Tommy's got the beer pong table. Who got the sheet cake? Where is the sheet cake?
Not enough sheet cake. Gotta go to bakery run.
Brad?
Bakery run.
Brad? I thought you were on this, Brad.
Brad, when we had the committee meeting last week, you said you were on sheet cake duty, brah. This is so fucked up, man. We told you approximate head count.
This is why we moved Thor to the nachos, bro.
Oh man, the bakery's closed. Connecticut bake laws.
All right, fucking great, dude. Now we gotta go to the grocery store. Our guests are eating grocery store sheet cake, man. Not fucking cool. First party of the year, you already got a strike on you, bro. That's fucked up.
Nah, dude, I got Napolitano's phone number. They'll open for me.
Dude, this fraternity house is their best customer, man. So fucking huge sheet cake at a frat party, you fucking idiots.
And then Bumblebee shows up in the front
because
the Allspark fussed farted.
Yeah, he starts having like seizures and whatnot.
And so like Bumblebee's like, you gotta go see my man here, Optimus Prime.
Oh, by the way, at the start of this movie, he has got his voice doesn't work again.
Yeah, man, what the fuck?
Like that, what? Like it got fixed at the end of the last fucking movie.
There is a supplementary comic book which I believe explains that.
Wait, are you
fucking
joking?
No,
fucking joking.
Do I have to pay $9 at a McDonald's to get a Happy Meal where I then procure the comic book that's inside it?
I think so.
Or you get the code to open it online.
Is because like the real answer is the movie was successful and they're like, well, we sure did like when we did those fun gags when that guy talked like that, you know what I mean? Like
nobody
the fun
liked that. It's impossible to follow.
Well, they did everything because he also liquefies and cries when fucking Sam Witwicky leaves.
That's something they're expelling juices from themselves.
Yeah, what's that, like wiper fluid, you think?
Don't even know.
Because his piss was gasoline, clearly.
Right. Oh, right, yeah.
From the first one. And then this one, it would have to be windshield wiper.
Hey, wait a second. That's a fucking great question. Chris Cabin.
Yes?
You've just blown my mind.
Sorry.
Are these things, do they need gasoline? Are they filling up?
That's a good point. Do they need dinosaur
juice? Or is
juice?
That what that Energon shit is?
Wait,
I think that's what the Energon is.
Okay.
Wait, they came around Earth when the cavemen were around.
Sure.
So dinosaurs were already dead. They could have been already procuring fossil fuels.
That's a good point.
It's possible.
A lot of petrol on that planet.
It's also just probably magic.
Is it magic gas? I get that magic, sometimes.
Yes.
A couple Happy Meals.
But he also... They both wind up in his car for some reason. The bullies chase them away.
Because it's this fucking pushy woman. This woman won't leave me alone. She keeps trying to make out with me, this dirty woman. I told that woman I had a girlfriend.
And then Bumblebee sprays her with shit too.
She gets a real fucking Bumblebee facial.
What is this yellow goop that comes out? It's yellow.
It's
like the shit inside the Halloween 3 robots.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe it's like oil, but it's like, hey, Bumblebee, if you want to fucking run smoothly, you better not be expelling oil all over the place.
His arteries are thick.
Yeah.
Close at like maybe antifreeze.
Maybe. He's on biodiesel or something. He's like reusing fucking the French fry vats at McDonald's.
Oh yeah. Oh well, maybe he's had his engine replaced and he runs on corn oil.
Maybe.
Totally, dude.
Also, how as Bumblebee is a transformer, how does he not know she's a transformer? Like, you know what I mean?
That's a good point, especially because now let me just check my notes here. There is a point at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, it just says stupid.
Where one of these. one of these, them, they're Decepticons, or someone says something about, like, I can smell the robot.
Yes, I think Ironhide says.
No, Ironhide says.
Oh, I smell something here.
Yeah, when they're in Shanghai, he's like, I can smell a Decepticon.
He's inside fucking Bumblebee. Also. That's a bigger thing to talk about. Like, where is this flesh coming from? Like, apparently she, like,
that is a great question.
Because like she's like making out with him and shit, and he's touching her, and he's not like, well, that feels like a robot.
I think that's why they do the stupid hologram thing with the motorcycles in the beginning. It's to just make you believe they can do whatever with holograms
to establish flesh.
Stupid shit.
So a Decepticon can conceivably encase themselves in flesh.
Yeah.
In flesh that you want. Enticing flesh.
And here's the thing. If you're going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what the movie
is. It's kind of dumb, whatever, but that's what the movie is. Now it's this fucking paranoid thriller where it's like anybody could be a Decepticon. Of course.
Now it's Ex Machina.
Or Battlestar Galactica.
Or Body Snatchers. You know, it's like, oh my God, they walk among us.
That'd be great to do the end of this movie. It's like, oh my God, thank goodness. We killed all those human hiding Decepticons. Then Kevin Dunn's like, yeah, totally. That's really great, everybody. And then it's like just this shot of Kevin Dunn and he's looking out and he opens his mouth and he just goes,
How about this? Someone accidentally kills a fucking child. Like a young little boy or girl just gets fucking brutally murdered. And like by someone good too, like an Optimus Prime or a Sam the Wiki. Oh, sure.
Can't believe I killed that child.
But then it just turns back into like a Vespa and everyone's like, oh, that's fine.
It was just a Vespa. It was cans. They were all little cans.
She runs off like all upset for a second. Bumblebee drives him to Optimus Prime, and Optimus Prime's like, Sam, more of my robot bullshit came up, and you've got to help me out here. And he's like, oh man.
And he's like, Sam Witwicky is like rightfully pissed. He's like, hey man, I was just at this frat party where this lady was hitting on me. There was a sheet cake. There was one of the absolute most disgusting Talking Heads covers playing at this part. Fuck that thing. This fucking burning down the house.
That's a Nickelback song.
No. At the frat it's house? Not.
No, they're playing Burning Down the House.
There's Burning Down the House, but they're also playing Nickelback.
Oh, I thought you were saying that. Nickelback
covered it?
No.
But this Burning Down the House cover, it's a fucking abomination to music. But, you know, whatever. So anyway, he's like, I'm trying to do all this, and here I am meeting you in a graveyard, by the way. Fucking mafia meetup.
And are you wearing a wire, Sam Witwicky? Ironhide, shake him down. Why won't he take his shoes off at this Japanese restaurant? I gotta say goodbye to you now.
Ironhide's taking a gun from behind a toilet tank.
You made a fucking jerk out of me, Sam Witwicky.
They should turn on this guy.
Oh, yes. How cool to be. Well, they need him. And Shia LaBeouf's, he's like, you know, I don't have time for your robot horse shit.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck.
I got a test tomorrow.
He's like, you're goddamn Optimus Prime. What am I going to do for you?
Mm-hmm. I have to sit in a class with Rainn fucking Wilson tomorrow, man.
Oh, that sucks.
I know dread.
My God.
Man, that fucking sucks.
It's just a stupid
that
scene.
That is 2009 remember when he was fucking bucket.
Yeah, remember he was just sneaking his way into movies, man? And I like Rainn Wilson too, but like, come on with this character. No. It's terrible. It's just Dwight Schrute as a college professor.
And Shia LaBeouf is trying his heart out in this movie.
He is, and I realized watching this movie, I don't hate him.
I don't.
I mean, he's done some dummy stuff, and like, you know, sure, I don't like a lot of the movies that he's in, but like, he's good in stuff. Really,
he's great in American Honey.
Yes. Oh, right.
And
yeah.
he's very good in Nymphomaniac. Yeah, he is. I thought. Yep. So, he is, and I think he does hold. He's just not the guy I want anchoring things.
No, especially a movie with cartoon talk and robots.
I want cartoon talk and robots anchoring a movie with cartoon talk and robots.
You would think.
Yeah, so, let them run wild.
There's this great scene where the government agent comes in and he's telling off the nest all the people and he's like...
Is this guy somebody? Sorry.
No, he's been in other things.
Oh, okay.
But
Nest is the name of the agency they've created.
And he's basically like, look... You know, he goes through the whole list of like where all these secret things. Like, you know, Megatron is in the Marianas Trench, which is here.
Oh, yep.
We've got the other thing, which the AllSpark Cube, half of it is over here. And like Soundwave, by the way, hello, Frank Welker. Welcome to the movie.
Oh, that's right. Finally.
They passed him over in the first movie, but in this one, he voices no fewer than four robots.
Well, that's what you want with a Frank Welker role. Why did they pass him over in that first movie? Did we discuss that last week?
We did. Yeah, he just he was supposed to be Megatron, and then they're like, nah,
"Oh, right," because
they want Hugo Weaving. You want that Hugo Weaving?
Oh, well,
baritone.
I mean, that's great. Did he? Did Welker do voices on the cartoon?
Yeah, he did. Well, he did.
Was he Megatron?
He did Megatron. I believe he also did Soundwave.
Yeah. And, oh, okay.
Like, because he's just doing the Dr. Claw voice. By the way,
right?
Yeah, it is clearly the Dr. Claw voice.
Oh,
yeah. By the way, the only robot in this that's a character is Jetfire, I think his name is.
Which one's Jetfire? The old guy.
Yeah.
Because
he's the only one that has like
an arc.
Yeah. A past and a reason.
Yeah.
And like a reason to fucking breathe. What do they breathe? Carbon monoxide?
I don't know if they breathe.
Yeah.
All right. He's got a reason to compute.
Yeah, that's
again, like, magic mostly.
Yes. And then Soundwave like intercepts all this stuff. So
which
now
how the fuck? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve, but how the fuck? Soundwave is just like right near this satellite.
He's just hanging out,
and he's just a big old fucking Soundwave robot.
Uh huh.
And he like kind of sneaks up to this satellite and hacks it. But like, if a giant mass was floating over the Earth, somebody's gonna say something.
That's what the government wants you to think. No. They don't know half the
both,
things. You
both we got nothing up there.
Neither the military. Nor the FBI, nor the CIA had any idea.
This huge fucking building-sized robot is flying over the planet.
Like foreign governments would notice this.
Yeah,
anybody would notice it.
Hey, America? Yeah, it's Australia. Yeah, I don't have an Australian accent. Yeah,
I'm an expat.
I just want to let you know that something's making love to one of your satellites right now. You might want to check it out.
Yeah, we don't want to tell you what to do, but
I don't know how else to say it. It's a metal squid. And it's just latched onto that.
Thing. You know all those robots that have been here secretly for billions of years that everyone in dark shadow agencies knows about, but we keep secret. Yeah, it's one of those. What do we call those? Autobots? Yeah, or whatever. Yeah,
we watch those videos all the time. That shit's great.
So because this little fucking Peckerwood's running his mouth, and like Soundwave's got the whole thing bugged. They know what's going on. They know where Megatron is. So we launched this Decepticon mission to get him back from the bottom of the ocean in where the best part of this movie happens, I feel.
What's that?
So they're down there and they're like, oh, like get the doctor on him. And this little like crab thing comes out and he's like, and he starts like looking at Megatron and whatnot. And he's like, we need parts. Take them from the little one. And these two Decepticons rip this third Decepticon to fucking pieces underwater in this trench. It's awesome.
You know, at the Decepticon meeting house, they're like, all right, we're gonna spring the boss. And then like they're like, all right, Roboclad, Bilgamax, and TVtron. And then like TVtron's like, well, I thought it seems like only a two-man job. Like, no, no, TVtron, we need three.
We don't know what we're going to encounter down there.
You sure? It just seems like, I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Are your gears all oiled up and taken care of?
Well, yes, they are. I'm just logging these invoices. I don't know if you need me to do that. Or
perfect. Is your spark plugs new?
Put up your out-of-office message for a long time.
It's so awesome, and then this fucking robot's like, oh, God! They fucking tear him to bits.
We also get a dog robot, which is kind of fun.
Are they dogs? I thought they were like tigers.
I don't know.
Yeah, a leopard.
Are they like real? Are they things?
See anything.
From?
I think it's a thing. It's a thing from the show.
With and the blade, the little blade one that's made of all the ball bearings.
Well, he throws up. Like this like cool robo dog comes out. And he's got a gun and he like blows shit up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's kind of cool. And then he goes into this like steam pipe and throws up ball bearings.
It's kind of gross. It's something else.
And all the ball bearings are sentient, and it turns into something else. And
it turns into this like little robot that's like razor thin, when it turns, you can't see
had
it.
Had one great death, because the first military guy in there, the thing just goes right through him.
Yeah, that's
and I was
right.
Like, okay, if we're going to do this, and then it never happens again.
Right. So Megatron is freed, and he instantly flies back up to, like I said, I guess it's an asteroid somewhere where there's this huge Decepticon hideout
nobody can see.
Yeah, where is this fucking thing? He gets there in 10 minutes.
They say it's one of the moons of Saturn.
That's right, because he turns into a jet and he's then instantly by Saturn. And yeah. I was like, well, how the fuck fast is this jet?
And also,
going?
Like, I would imagine you want to talk about satellites, but things leaving and entering the Earth.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Someone's got to be like, yo, dude, check that out.
Jet just went into space.
Guys. When alien species lands on Earth, clearly NASA's going to get less funding.
Yes.
It's so fucking stupid. So he lands, and they're like, oh, the boss is back. And he kind of like beats up somebody. Who's he beat
Starscream.
Up?
Starscream.
Yes. Poor
he's
Starscream,
kind of like a
man.
Weird, like in the first movie, I don't know if he talks, but in this one, he's kind of like an Igor type. Like,
yeah, like a Renfield a little bit too.
It's yeah,
like,
totally. It's weird. And so they're like, oh, by the way, here's our buddy, the Fallen, who's been hanging out. And you're like, what the fuck? Where was this dude in the first movie?
Well, he was watching the Star Wars prequels because he keeps calling Megatron his apprentice, which you just can't do that.
Oh,
God, you can't do that in 2009,
so
guys. Sorry.
Well, he's been
Padawan bot.
Well, it seems like he's been charging for a long time. He doesn't want to go on airplane mode, though.
Well,
so
that's
taking
that's
fucking
true.
Forever.
Once you plug in, like, you just want to get a full charge before you come out. You're like, well, you know. There'll be another movie.
And then sorry, I'm still yellow.
Want to get into the green.
And so the Fallen is voiced by the great Tony Todd. And as we learn, by the way...
From Knife the Movie, by the way.
Oh, Knife... Oh, right.
Right.
Knife the Movie's movie, Tony Todd, of course.
In theaters now.
Yeah. soon to be immediately on VOD.
Anton Fuqua's Knife the Movie? I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
I'm just saying.
Yep. And if it's a fucking bad, big-budget Anton Fuqua movie, guaranteed it'll play at the Toronto Film Festival.
That's
there
it.
There you go. I'm looking at you, fucking Magnificent Seven and The Equalizer.
Oh my
that's
God.
Getting an opening gala.
Yep.
Magnificent Seven was terrible.
It's really bad.
I watched like 20 minutes of it on a plane over somebody's shoulder. I was like, I got it.
I was lit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Lit right up, huh?
Yeah.
And that
Christmas tree, that
bit.
Shit?
It didn't help, man. Didn't help. And I love Western.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
You just sink quicker the more you struggle.
Yeah.
But as we learn from The Fallen, he's like, by the way, only a prime can kill me. And you're like, hey,
okay.
Oh, fuck.
I've only heard of one robot with prime in its name.
As a last name, because we find out,
right? Oh, right.
There's a family circuit tree that we didn't know about.
An oil line? I don't know what this would be.
Keystone Pipeline comes out and fights people?
Yeah, they're like a clan. We're the Clan Prime. Like, what?
The Clan
Prime?
Well,
not the Clan,
oh,
but
Lord.
Like, you know, like the Clan.
No, like the Clan MacLeod.
Like
yeah.
Scotland.
Oh,
yeah.
A good clan.
Yeah, not a bad.
Yeah, not the clan. A clan.
C, not K.
Yeah, big difference. They sound the same. But yeah, I mean, and there's like, but so there's Optimus Prime, and we find out later that the Fallen was himself a prime at one point.
Well, right, he's
so
the this is like
Lucifer
the
man.
Right. Yeah. In the beginning, he's slaughtering a bunch of people.
There's a Party Bus Prime, who's really voiced by Larry the Cable Guy, which is, no, I wish that.
Totally. Then you've got Red English Double Decker Bus Prime. That's voiced by Steve Coogan.
Unicycle Prime.
Who's voicing Unicycle Prime?
That's a Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh yeah, okay. You know what? Paul Rubens and Gilbert, they vied for the role.
Black Dog Prime, voiced by Meatloaf a day.
Of course. But of course.
Oh, and in this movie he would definitely be credited as Meatloaf a day.
He is a bot out of hell.
Oh, bravo.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, like, so we find out that we find a lot you don't need to know, but
there's so much fucking gleep-glop history.
Now that Megatron's back, he's going to kill Optimus Prime, which he does pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And, like, does anyone in the theater, is anyone like, oh, my God, Optimus Prime is dead forever. Holy shit, he's dead forever. He's dead forever.
Get in here.
I can attest to something here. I saw this in theaters.
Oh, did you?
I heard no less than 5 people crying.
Dude, really? The dudes behind me didn't take it so well.
Are you serious?
They thought he was dead.
What are you talking about?
This is the Passion of the Christ.
Dude, these nerds thought that he was fucking dead.
Jesus.
And it was
Christ.
All this, because they were talking through the whole movie, and it was a lot of chatter about, like, oh, trying to do something crazy for the sequels. And I was like, no, dude, he's clearly not fucking dead. Will you wait 10 minutes?
Also, he's a car. Like, it's not like he can't come back.
Exactly.
Just get him some jumper cables.
Exactly.
Rebuild him.
He's a fucking car. No one's like, oh my God, he's dead. Optimus Prime is dead. Oh my God, it's a war on Autobots.
Wow, do you think anyone killed themselves?
In between, somebody had this on video.
They
turned
walked
it off.
Out of the theater when it happened.
It could have happened. There's a lot of people on this planet.
It's like The Happening. Everyone just starts killing themselves. Oh my God, Optimus Prime is dead.
You know what? While watching these movies, this is only the second one I've already thought about killing myself.
Doesn't
I don't want to continue. I don't want to go on.
He turns in the new one.
Yeah, it's much like Fate of the Furious. I'm going to have to see what's going on.
Are you going to turn your bot on bot? Wait, now. Back on fan? Bot on. You're going to turn your bot on
turn your back bumper, on your bots. Bumper.
Your bumper, right?
You're going to turn your back on bots? Mm-hmm. I think
back
that's
on
it.
Bots.
God, yeah, I mean, so Optimus Prime gets viciously murdered.
And this is some weird, like, again, it's much like the Mafia, man. They're just like, we're going to meet in the middle of this secluded fucking forest?
The stupidest piece of trivia is... They filmed this for some reason on Native American reservation land and had to cut down no fewer than 6 trees.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say had to kill no fewer than 6 Native Americans.
They might have. And as a make good, they like planted 6,000 more or something like that. And like they're like, well, and Michael Bay felt really bad about it. I'm like, well, I don't give a shit. Film anywhere else.
Why?
Well,
like, what was so great about this forest?
He also exhumed a couple of burial grounds in the process.
Yes, exactly.
Dig them up. Well, you know what, you say that, but the sequence.
Well, I also had to burn some of their records. I needed to.
I mean, you say that, but the sequence when it starts snowing and Optimus Prime and Starscream are trying to find their way out but can't, it gets really good. For that one sequence,
oh, yeah,
I thought it
true.
Got
you
really
mean
good.
Everything that's a fucking computer? They could have just taken like a still photograph and fucking done everything else in Photoshop. This entire franchise is Photoshop.
So he dies, and it's real sad.
It's a brutal death, though. He's impaled by Megatron, and like sparks, and it looks kind of like lava at one point, like burst out of his chest.
Does he have Sparks the band?
No. What?
Never mind.
Does Megatron have a cool zinger or no?
He keeps on calling him weak, even though he just killed 2 of his lieutenants.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any. Well,
it's just weak. He's always constantly like, "You are weak, Optimus."
Oh yeah.
Can I tell a story from college where I almost got my ass kicked?
Yes, please.
Does anyone remember the drink? It's kind of period accurate in 2006 called Sparks.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it was an orange alcoholic.
But it was like an energy drink.
Yes. And somebody brought them to
it was
a
like
party.
The predecessor to the Four Loko.
It was. Ask your grandparents about that. And I...
And ask your parents about Four Loko.
So
at this point.
And ask your parents about why they give a fuck about Transformers movies.
Because
it's for old people. Go on.
This guy, I had a couple of drinks, and this guy was in my face like, you fucking stole my drink. And I was like, no, I didn't.
I remember this. Yeah, I remember this.
And this is amazing.
And because he's anyone, he's a lot bigger than I am. And he's like, He's like, you stole my fucking drink, you son of a bitch. I'm like, no, I didn't, man. I didn't steal your... And I get like, I was like, I didn't steal your fucking stupid drink. What was your dumb drink? He's like, it was Sparks. He's like, well, I wouldn't drink that shit, you idiot. He goes, well, then why the fuck's your tongue orange?
Oh, man, that dude had you dead to rights.
I was like, oh, I
only my tongue is supposed to be orange at this party.
I just had a lot of creamsicles.
Yeah, I'm a big Slice fan.
I think I gave that guy money at the end of the situation. I think I opened my wallet.
Come on.
To make things work. Yeah.
You know what we didn't talk about? I think it's anything? Important. Before the adventure kicks off, so we'll pause the adventure discussion here for a second. There's the big discovery when Megan Fox is told that, some Transformers shit be happening again. And she's like, oh, I'll be on a plane and be there in three. I'm gonna cross country fly to your East Coast college, and we're gonna figure this Transformers shit out. Uh-huh. And this is when like Babytron comes back and like knocks down his dorm room door, you know. Yeah. And she's like trying to make out with him and whatnot. And Megan Fox opens the door and she's like, "Oh, is that your girlfriend?" And Megan Fox is like, "X," and walks away. So then she slams the door. And this Babytron is like, all right, now for the big reveal, my fucking robot tongue.
Yeah.
And it like strangles.
She also has a robot tail, by the way.
Yep, yes. Which we get because you get a fucking nice shot of it coming out of her dress that you totally see. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, Michael Bay.
Deep man. Oh, looks like that dress is having trouble staying down.
Nah, 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 deep man.
That's what he's doing there.
Oh, let me get my green screen tape. Don't worry, Michael. They'll do a good job with my green screen tape. The best part about green screen tape is when you look at it on film, you can't see nothing. And their rolls.
Nice tail.
And their rolls are thick.
Fucking tape man. How did he get hired back?
Oh, he's the best. They're best buds. They went to college together. So yeah, you see all the whole thing.
Oh, well, her fucking like robot tongue whips out. Yeah. And you know,
she
it's just a whole
disgusting
thing. She turns
into robot species alien.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Definitely. Yes, she definitely does.
It's really
you
weird.
See, like her flesh like fall apart and turn into robot stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
She
has to be the villain of the movie. We need to explain what it is. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. You got to talk about all the science. It's like, oh no, the Decepticons have learned how instead of being a robot that turns into a car, they turn into a babe.
Exactly. And like that's like the new, you know, like hot villain and whatnot. Yeah. And like that takes over everything.
Megatron mated with like Kathy Ireland and like...
Kathy Ireland, deep pull.
Oh yeah, pull.
And this is his offspring. And she's trying to like...
But then once she's murdered, some point later in the film, there's a chase sequence to which Megan Fox says, kiss this bitch at one point.
Sure.
That's great.
But once this robot's dead, there's no more like it.
Nothing. Or
I want an army of these things.
Yeah, of course. And maybe she comes back. Well, we'll know in the future movies, which we'll be watching next week and the week after and the week after that.
Oh, that's totally right.
There's still somehow three more of these.
So the Transformers go to New York, like a systematic takeover of everything. This is, you got this in the trailer, man. Oh my God, you guys, that robot knocking down the American flag on the Brooklyn Bridge. Have you ever seen anything more disrespectful to the flag than a robot kicking
it
off a bridge?
It's not even cool. Like, it just goes, it's not. It's like, not. Bink! And it goes off, and it's like, all right. Like, it's not like, if it was a close-up and he rips it off and he breaks it over his robot knee, that'd be like, oh man, it would be like when the Iron Sheik would come out and do that. And everyone would go, bing! Boo the Iron Sheik!
That's right, man. These Decepticons are heels.
They are.
The Iron Sheik should have been a Decepticon.
Like, I fuck you up, ass Decepticon!
Yeah, and he just called the Iron Sheik.
Yes. Yeah, it would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
It's a big robot that turns into the Iron Sheik.
It would have to be really racist. So
yeah,
it would
of course.
Turn into like an oil truck or something.
Also, in this whole, like, we're invading New York, there's a scene where Megatron, and it's probably Starscream, I don't know, who cares, they both land on the top of a building in Manhattan and like,
argue.
Have an argument.
That's
yeah.
Starscream.
And, like, fucking Megatron's, like, Robert De Niro kicking this robot and shit. And I'm like, where is anyone? There's 8 million people in this town. What the fuck are you doing?
Here's your shine box. Here's your shine box.
Yeah. But it's like, dude, if two gigantic robots landed on a helipad on the top of a building and one kicked the other one in the robot's stomach, that's making the news.
New York One has it.
Oh, totally.
The copter is out, man.
Pat Kiernan's talking about that shit for days.
Well, that's what happens is Megatron like jacks into the feed and he makes this thing, also comes to nothing, where it's like, if anyone in the world, like, we're holding the world hostage at this point, we're robots, you have to give us Sam Witwicky or else, you know, we'll kill all of you.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that scene in The Dark Knight, but it's not. Like the scene where it's like, oh, if you don't give me that, you know, Bruce Wayne or whatever that other white guy is. Uh-huh. Like that something. This is nothing.
Well, no, his biggest crime is that he interrupts a Bud Light Lime commercial.
He does.
Oh, man. I think I saw something on the Tribune that said that this movie holds the record for most amount of various product placements.
As of 2011, though, I'm pretty sure we must have beaten that.
The record was like 41 or 47 or something like that.
Yeah, no thank you.
What an outrageous amount of product placement. Like, I did not have beef with Dairy Queen and Guardians 2.
Yeah.
I got beef with this amount of shit, though.
There's
my
Mountain
God.
Dew in like the...
They have a machine. They have a Mountain Dew machine in their Dahmer cave.
Oh, right, in the dorm room. I had a real problem with that. Are you, a bad sitcom?
It's just everywhere. So they wind up... The problem with both of the, at least the first and the second movie, is each half of the movie has its own MacGuffin. Like,
yeah.
And there's two. And like that gets resolved. And then they're like, well, now we got to find this other thing. So the first one, it's like, oh, we need to find this little sliver. So Megan Fox has it. She brings it someplace.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, well, now we got to go find the other stuff.
The certificate of excellence.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. What is it
the
called?
The Matrix of Leadership.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, that's a fucking Scientology level if I ever heard one. Come on with that. Matrix of excellence. Jesus Christ, you C-Corp motherfucker.
Did we talk about John Turturro yet? How they meet up with him? He's like a fishmonger now? What is going on here?
Dude, he's laying low.
He's running a meat shop.
Yeah. So the roommate is like, oh, I know a person who could help us find whatever the else fuck we're looking for. His internet handle is fucking Dude Wizard or whatever. You know, I can set up a meeting and whatnot. So then it's cut to this deli in New York, and here is John Turturro just getting ready to build a new house. Yep, it's just like, yep. Oh my God, I love the man, but this character is so terrible. And by the way, I checked it out. I paused it because the same thing happens in the first movie.
Yeah.
75 ever-loving minutes until you get Turturro on screen.
And then you got another hour and 10 minutes left, remember.
Because this is kind of Turturro's movie. Like, once shows up, like in the first one, there's all this shit you had no idea was going on that's about to get rammed down your throat, and you're like, dude, end your movie already.
You don't leave out Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox and make it about this dude. Like, down on the luck, like his Sector 7 or whatever fucking bullshit.
He's a Transformer hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
He's fucking hit hard times and he's got a grudge.
Make it like a Twister type movie where he has to go, like, he goes to Egypt to find them.
Get him a trench coat. Get him a Night of trench coat. Now we're doing stuff.
Just make sure he doesn't have those gross feet like he does in that show.
Yeah,
egads.
That's the thing.
I mean, I know it's supposed to be gross, but egads, those fucking feet.
All so, like, he's living with his mother because he's a loser, and that's always a fun joke.
That's a good source of jokes.
You love to punch down, don't you, Michael Bay? So, he's living with his mom.
Oh, didn't you know Michael Bay killed his own mother?
Oh, right.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you had Tape Guy do it, and you watched. So, he...
Got her good,
Mike. You're a movie now, Mom.
We're gonna use electrical for this.
The genre's called snuff. I'm Michael Bay, the bad guy of Hollywood.
I mean, he kind of is.
I'm a bad boy.
Right, I mean, he's kind of like infamously difficult.
Yes.
Right, that's like a thing.
An asshole, I think is the word.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So John Turturro has all this new information that he didn't have in the first movie. He's like, oh, remember when I told you that it was only 1900? What I meant was the beginning of time.
Well, because he's been...
My mistake. I said 1900. I actually meant the beginning of time.
Because he's been clickety-clacking on the internet, man. He's been doing research for the last 2 years.
Sure.
And his basement walls tell a tale.
He's got a beheaded gremlin in a case.
Yeah, well, that's his little souvenir from the first movie, man. That was the little guy.
And
a little
he,
sick.
Oh, that's right. And there's another like Italian robot that like is like with Megan Fox.
The one that's humping her leg.
Yeah,
well, Megan that's Fox. Wheelie, like, right? That's Wheelie.
That is Wheelie. You're right.
He turns into a little remote control like RC car.
Yeah,
and it's Tom Kenny, like the legendary Tom Kenny. Doing, I think, a Steve Buscemi impression?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
It's really, I thought it was Steve Buscemi at first.
You gotta check that IMDb, man.
You have to, because I was like, Jesus, first this franchise got Totoro, now they got Buscemi?
Actually, now that you say it, it is almost exactly the same voice he used in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's weird.
So he's like, oh, you know, oh, you have these symbols. Let's go to the Smithsonian Museum to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we do get in the first movie, we allude to, we actually put W. Bush on screen, but we do, Obama's president at this point.
Obama went to the bunker.
Yep. We got in that bunker. That coward went in a bunker.
Well, there are a lot of folks who sometimes turn into robots and, some other folks don't.
Do you think Trump's going to be president last night?
Oh, maybe. Anthony Hopkins might have some line praising him or something.
All hail President Trump. Give him a chance.
Thank you. I want to just, we're gathered here today to thank the Decepticons on their heroic mission. Very good. Very good. Good stuff.
So these like original Transformers or whatever that hit Earth first, they were called Seekers or some shit.
Sure.
And we're told that one of these dudes is hanging in the Smithsonian because the little battery powered car one, he like reads the symbol
and
he's like, oh, it's real. These guys are real old school.
Yeah,
it's fucking Shudder indeed.
You get to see John Turturro's ass in the next scene because Michael Bay is not
that's
like
true.
Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Tape guy.
Your character now has special underwear.
I'm going to tape up that junk. Make sure nothing's falling down.
You might want to shave first.
So we see his ass for no reason. They meet up with this old British Transformer.
Right. Yeah, he's just some dude and he's like a stealth fighter that turns into
this
old bastard.
This is Jetfire, right?
Yeah. This is Jetfire. Jetfire. Yeah.
Well, this is the only one that's an actual character because apparently he's been around forever, which is also crazy because he's like a stealth fighter.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is like developed in what? Like
he also has a titanium beard.
Yes, yeah, which is weird. He sort of looks like Jeffrey Rush in those Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, actually.
And the most interesting philosophical question that Jetfire raises, because like they're like, what are you, a Decepticon? He's like, no, I'm not. I used to be, but then I stopped. And then like Wheelie is like, you can stop being a Decepticon? I'm like, wait, what? Like, nobody even knows how they become Decepticons or not. It's a choice
I looked this up. This is canon, apparently. It was like in like the comics or something where Jetfire's just like, thank you, Optimus Prime, for sparing my life, and I will now serve the Autobots.
But that's crazy.
I just thought like you were born with blue eyes or you were born with red eyes. If you get blue eyes, you're an Autobot. Whoops, now you're a Decepticon. You get red eyes, and that is it.
It's crazy, man. You can switch allegiance.
You would think it's programming, right?
Yeah.
Because you're
a robot.
A bot. It says it right in your fucking name.
But you know what's even crazier about all of that? Like this Jetfire dude switching allegiances, or the fact that he's hundreds of years old but turns into a thing that was invented in the 1980s.
He's millions
like
of years old, I guess.
He's
from the caveman era. He's apparently like a seeker, which was around when the Fallen was. Yeah. I can't keep watch it straight.
But here's the craziest part of all of it, you guys. Why does a robot need a cane?
That's a great point.
Because he's just got, I guess it's just some extra pole that the fucking fighter didn't need.
Why not use that pole to fix whatever the fuck is wrong with your leg?
Yeah, no, stick that in your leg.
There's nothing wrong with his leg. He uses it for BDSM.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Fair enough. Also, Jetfire, just to make sure that the laughs keep coming, totally farts.
Oh, yeah, he sure does.
Yes, well, an oil fart.
It's like right between, there's a fart and humping of Megan Fox's leg within 30 seconds.
Wheelie's like fucking going to town. He's about to fucking cream on her leg.
And she's into it.
She's like, oh, it's cute.
She's like, I'm training
him.
She
says to Shia, at least it's loyal.
Oh, that's right.
Because he's been humping.
He's only fucking
bots.
One leg.
Oh, Michael, look, it's just like you. Oh, Michael, look.
I hate you, Michael Bay. Thank you.
Oh, God. I hope your heart rots.
This is reminding me of, like, Dr. Loomis. Michael, do not direct that movie.
Michael! Megan, get your ass away from there.
The director is in the house.
Oh, shit.
Did you ever see Michael Bay do Scout a Territory? Lifeless eyes.
Ever since Bad Boys 2, he's been locked up in here, but now they're giving him Transformers.
I thought after The Island it would be all over.
Directed this whole franchise, didn't say a word, hasn't spoken a word in years. Dead black eyes.
And then he directed 13 Hours, and I knew he was beyond saving.
See, it's film, it's evil.
I saw a 53-year-old man, Sheriff,
who was pure evil.
And he's coming home tonight!
And he keeps on doing P90X!
People will die!
He just says, explosion, explosion.
So what? Ever, man. There's just a giant robot fight. Oh, we
transport to Egypt.
This is another thing I didn't know Transformers could do. This guy teleports.
Yeah, I would like more of that.
Sure. Why are we doing that all the time? Is Jetfire the only one?
No, what's his face?
The Fallen.
The Fallen doesn't.
The Fallen does a Nightcrawler.
But yeah, the Fallen. Yeah, he is just charging his ass this entire movie.
Totally. He's got a fucking USB cord coming out of his bunghole.
So we go. We go to Egypt.
I like that word.
We learn that there are symbols and blah, blah, blah. The sure. Matrix of leadership. We got to go find it. We drive around. We get a really offensive Deep Roy cameo.
Oh, you better believe it.
Mother. Because Deep Roy is like a border guard and they're all in a car. And John Turturro's like, no, this is my family. We're going on vacation. We're going to go see the pyramids. And like... And that's fine. Like, this is funny. Not funny, but, like, you know, it's Deep Roy, and, like, he's up in a tower, and you're like, uh-oh, here comes the bad guy, and it winds up being Deep Roy, who's a little person. And that's, like, a joke.
That's the gag. Gags don't stop there, though.
But then, like, Turturro just keeps going, like, didn't you serve me falafel once? Hey, what? Didn't you, like, serve me some food, you fuck? It's like, whoa, what movie am I watching?
It's so dumb. And he does that. Like, so here's the thing. Like, you're
and I'm
trying,
sure that's in the script. I'm not blaming Turturro for that at all.
No, not at all. But, like, you're trying to get into, you know, whatever, this, like, secret area in Egypt. Or, you know, like,
yeah,
you're trying to drive to the pyramids and whatnot. Yeah. So you can't just, like, fucking waltz to the pyramids. But he's like, oh, I got it under control. And he's like, we're tourists from New York City, so Deep Roy has to be like, New York City, yeah. Oh, of course, go right in, yes. New York City. Oh, yes, Big Apple, Frank Sinatra, yes. Go Yankees.
Yes, Metropolitan, yes.
Nobody has their papers on them whatsoever.
No, there's no papers. These people would be shot in the fucking head.
Detained for a very long time.
Are you kidding me? Egypt in 2009? Are you fucking kidding me? Stop it.
So they go and... they find this like weird looking dagger thing, which is the second thing we're looking for, and it turns to dust. And whoops, it turned to dust.
It's a total bummer, man. And this, of course, is the what is it? The Medallion of Freedom,
the Certificate of Excellence.
It's a participation award. Millennials need their participation trophies.
Even millennial fucking robots. They're $9 cups of gasoline.
No, it's the Matrix of Leadership.
Oh, Matrix of Leadership. Course. How could I forget?
He puts it in a sock, and he's like, oh, you know, this will probably bring back Optimus Prime, because, of course, why not? let me call up my buddy Josh Duhamel so that we can invade Egypt. America's just going to invade Egypt real quick. By the way, the world is under global attack at this point, right?
Yes.
Like,
yep.
The robots have declared war on the world.
Yeah, these Decepticons are doing it to it, man.
And, like, the government shuts down. For some reason, the government doesn't... I mean, I understand. The government doesn't trust the Autobots because, like, hey, you're just another one of them robots.
Right, well, yeah. You look just like that other one.
Barack Obama asks the government agent asshole to tell the fucking Autobots to get out of town.
Well, I just think that we need to just all sit them down. Got to talk about this. Figure this out. We'll fix Optimus Prime's a little too big to fail.
You know, some of these Autobots, these Decepticons like to pop off on people.
But Sam Witwicky will die.
Optimus Prime is too big to fail.
He is.
We're going to have to... take some taxpayer money and bankroll this.
Got to bail out the Autobots. Without the Autobot industry, America.
The Autobot industry. Let's get to work. So then we just kind of wage war. It's a big fucking robot fight, man. This shit lasts forever. They kidnap his parents in Paris. There's a hilarious fucking thing where she's refusing to eat escargot, which, fuck you, escargot is delicious.
It's amazingly good. It is.
You think, now you're listening here and you're thinking we're crazy, but it's actually good.
It is the best. If you ever go to a French restaurant that has escargot on it,
yep,
that's the thing you get.
Just get it. Just get it. It's great.
It's amazing.
Don't listen to this ignorant movie.
But Starscream calls his mother and he's like,
oh, right, it's a lewd phone call.
He's doing lewd phone calls from space. That's never happened before.
I think this guy's oiling off.
So they get kidnapped way earlier in the movie. So then they're just dumped. They're like, go to plan B. And they get dumped out in the middle of the desert.
And Dumel is like bringing up the idea is like, so Sam Witwicky's like, hey, by the way, bring my robot buddy here. I think I can fix him.
Get his fucking dead ass in here.
So we fly to Egypt. We bring all these fucking robots and everything. Like, the government would shoot this plane down.
Josh Duhamel's not like the most important general ever. He's a dude who's part of a team that was just dissolved.
Now, Egypt's now the 51st state.
I guess so.
Yeah, we just fucking invade this country,
well, because
dude.
He's got this like really sympathetic superior who keeps being, who's like, well, if it's Josh Duhamel, he's never been wrong before. It's like, say that in a fucking council, you get hung. God, so you'll get hung.
What happens here? The bots fight, and Sam Witwicky and Megan Fox run around for an hour.
Like, literally,
pretty much. It is the most boring. It's watching paint dry.
It is.
It's watching CGI
and
dry.
And we're at like 205, 210, so like, if you watched... If at the end of this movie, if you watch Star Wars and Empire Strikes back to back, you'd be off Hoth already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you would have finished all of Star Wars and had all that really cool Hoth shit happen.
Yeah. We're on Dagobah.
At the end of this stupid movie.
This is longer than the longest Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
By like 6 whole minutes, I think.
It's outrageous. And they only get longer. Get ready for next week. But so we're just fine. This is this Devastator thing, which just, it's a bunch of Transformers in one.
It's a pretty violent fucking that he gives his other parts. You see this part where it's like, because it's basically, it's a bunch of Transformers that come together. It's like one, like, it grabs the hips or something and goes, chunk.
Yeah,
like,
it gets fucking Pacino'd.
And it turns into this thing, which is cool, which is like a suck bot, essentially.
But why isn't the suck bot the thing?
Exactly.
Why is there another Tony Todd thing when this thing, no offense, Tony Todd, is way cooler looking than your robot?
Yeah.
Because this is stupid. It's just overfilling.
Because it's all about the overstuffed. It's all about those fans that you saw this movie with who can elbow nudge and be like, "That's Devastator. That's Ripclaw. That's something else.
Right.
Somebody else is going to show up."
Oh, Ripclaw.
I made that up. That might be a thing.
Well, Ripclaw's kind of a pretty cool.
It's a Transformer-y
name. Yeah. Well, that could be that. It could be like a school in Harry Potter. Not any of those things.
A doctor in Harry Potter too.
Doctor Ripclaw. Oh shit.
Now you don't want to get Doctor Ripclaw.
So Skids and Mudflap have been insufferable the whole movie, and they wind up going to Egypt as well, and they become like John Turturro's buddies, essentially. And like, Devastator meets them first and starts sucking up everything, right? And it's like sucking things up, blowing things up. People are dying. And it sucks up like either Skids or Mudflap or whatever.
The red one.
The red one.
Skids, I believe.
And you're like, oh, cool. Like, I was about to give this movie an A+. Because like, if that thing just got destroyed and that's what, like, it's a Jar Jar Binks, but you know it, and like nobody cares, so we're gonna kill this fucking thing.
Look, there's like hundreds of Transformers, man. We should be offing these things left and fucking right.
But he comes out and like, yeah, don't fuck with me, man.
Yeah,
and
you try to fucking eat me, bro, and like bursts out of its head, and you're just like,
no. Boo this man.
Like that, what a cool thing. You saw this annoying character get murdered. Awesome.
Yes.
Nothing. And also, I mean, this, like, the mouth that this Devastator has on him, man, what a mouth.
The mouth on him.
But, like, it's like a little garbage disposal. Yeah, and you see stuff going into it and getting ground up and everything. It's like, how'd this little red turd survive? Come on.
And now this is the thing that is, like, the main villain for the most of the next 25 minutes. And I know that it doesn't matter if anybody even gets sucked up into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So because they're just going to, if this little fucking idiot thing can rip out of it, Optimus Prime is going to behead the thing.
Exactly. Nobody cares.
Right. So Optimus Prime is revived by this, like the shards or whatever.
First of all, Sam dies, right? So Sam gets like shot right. by.
Yeah. Well, I was asleep on the couch.
Sam gets shot by Megatron and like the movie stops dead, thank God, because it was going way too fast for me.
Yeah.
And everyone like, it's all slow motion crying, blah, blah, blah. Sure. And they're like, oh my God. And now someone in the audience, the dumbest man in the audience, is like, oh man, they killed Sam too. This movie is pulling no punches and I'm loving it. Yeah. And also like everyone, even the military is all sad. And I'm like, 70 of your guys must have died during this mission.
Oh yeah. Oh, I watched this whole fucking platoon get taken out.
Also, if you're in this platoon, you're mutinying against fucking Josh Duhamel for sure. Oh, we're going to Egypt? Why?
Yeah, you're cutting his throat in the desert.
Oh no, Josh. Exactly. I think Josh Duhamel and Tyrese are both getting it.
Exactly. Like, I don't know about these fucking robots. I work for the U.S. motherfucking government. I'm not taking orders from a teenager.
Yeah, I don't see no Uncle Sam here.
But so we go finally to Transformer Heaven. Oh, heaven.
Oh, my God.
Heaven is the place where robots turn into cars. And again, where is Jesus in this robot heaven? You know what, man?
Where is Jesus?
You know, all those
does
fucking...
Jesus have a V8 engine?
All these Christians love to protest the Harry Potter movies because it's like, oh, it's witchcraft.
Yeah.
This movie says heaven is for robots only.
Yep. And prime robots only. This is specifically prime heaven, man.
Oh, wow. It's like aristocratic. It's fucked up.
They're absolutely humongous. They're like snowplows.
Well, dude, that's...
heaven is only for primes and the Rothschilds.
I mean, dude, appropriately enough, we're in Egypt, man. The ancient Egyptians believed the richer you were, that's how you got in, baby.
That's it. That's,
and
that's it.
It's all these primes are up there. And all these primes in like non-car form, by the way, they just look like robot, like queen xenomorphs.
Do you know
they look disgusting.
Who did one of the voices?
Frank Welker.
Michael York.
Oh, right.
Is he the main? I would assume. I would assume
he was credited, yeah, as prime number one.
And he's like, oh, by the way, Optimus Prime isn't dead. Don't worry. And by the way, the Matrix of Leadership isn't found. It's earned.
That's right.
And you know what, buddy? You got it.
You did it.
You did it, dude.
You did it, pal. You sacrificed yourself for an already dead robot.
And you know what's you know what's weird? I'm a robot, but I have power over human life. Boom, there it is.
There it is.
But you know what? I know the human god too, and we're buddies. we talk. So you know, you've got a pass down there too.
Why the fuck would a robot heaven look exactly like the Christian idea of heaven, which is just like fucking clouds and rainbows everywhere.
Wouldn't it be like an awesome garage?
Yeah, dude, it'd be like Jay Leno's house.
Yeah, dude, Jay's garage.
Exactly. There's this one little servant in a denim shirt that walks around.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Welcome to heaven.
Oh, man, and just denim wallpaper.
Totally.
You mind if I fill you up?
Yeah, you okay? Need a little wipe of fluid or what? This is great. This is for all eternity.
Do you hear about this? You're dead.
It just makes no sense.
I got a question. Who is the third president?
Don't know, do you?
Mavis has called me. I gotta go.
Oh, poor Mavis.
Or would there like it just be strewn with VCRs or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what else is up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dead VCR bots.
Yeah.
Bunch of dead VCR bots. At this point, man, some fucking discount HD DVD players.
Yeah, it all goes up there, man.
Those guys, they're up there
for
sure.
A bunch of Teddy Ruskins are up there.
Oh, absolutely. Shit.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he in this thing?
Oh, man. Tons and tons of Furbies. Oh,
Furbies just scattering the landscape.
Field of Furbies.
Tickle me Elmos.
Tickle me Elmos.
Just up there. And then just like when it rains dead Tamagotchis. Yeah, this is robot heaven, man.
And Jay's knees really hurt those days, too.
So he's like, you know, by the way, go back to Earth because I have that power, and sure. Now you can revive Optimus Prime.
Zap.
And he, like, stabs Optimus Prime in the heart with
this is
thing.
Awesome. He is fucking John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
My black fucking medical book. Where is it?
Where's my little black mechanical book?
Get this dead fucking bot out of my living room. Just stab the bot in the heart. You have to break with all this shit in her face.
Oh, my God. So the movie's over, right?
No, not nearly.
No, you got another 30 okay. minutes.
But it's the outrageous. Podcast is over, though.
So finally, Tony Todd shows up. Tony Todd, by the way, speaking of Star Wars, looks like one of those Genosian bug things a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. He does, actually.
He's got a little spirit.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. And he starts fucking things up. He's really cool. He can teleport. He can, like, raise everybody up with, like, gravity powers.
He could bore me to sleep instantly.
He's doing it all.
And Optimus Prime wakes up. He gets souped up. And, like, Jetfire is like, yo, dude, you're not going to be able to beat these guys.
This is weird.
I've lived a full robot life. Here, take my whole body.
Hey, cannibalize me. Right. And he's like, when you do this, you will feel powers unlike anything you felt before.
And he's like, instantly starts killing himself. And it's like, now you have to do it.
You gotta do it. I ripped my own heart out. You gotta do it.
You're welcome.
So he becomes...
Wow, this is really awkward. Shit, I honor him by doing this.
I can't put this in me. I mean, does anyone have any ice? Does anyone have... a cart of ice to store this until we find someone who can install it.
Does anybody have a USB cord? Shit, he was Japanese and I am German. Our parts don't combine. Way to back me into a corner, Jetfire.
We need to get to a Saab dealership.
So then it becomes like Uber Optimus Prime, and from there he literally destroys Tony Todd in under a minute.
Although at least he gets the mask.
He does.
He covers his stupid fucking lips and nose.
Yep, you're totally right.
He gets the mask, he gets like wings and shit, and like
yeah.
This he is kills- like Jason Voorhees finally getting the hockey mask in part 3.
Because well, the Fallen is cracking open the pyramids like a fucking piggy bank.
Yeah, there's some like device stuck in there.
Oh, it's gonna like destroy the sun or something.
Oh, that's right, we are gonna destroy the sun. That's what John Turturro realizes. Yeah.
He's great. He's gonna give himself to it before up.
For a while, John Turturro is trying to kill himself like nobody's business. Yeah.
He has, I think, at least two times where he's like, "This is it. This is for me. I'm going out." And yeah, then, like, he doesn't get killed.
It's like Death by Transformer. He wants to go this way.
What could the alternative is you just go back to Brooklyn and live with mom.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Your fucking shitty deli. So yeah, he's murdered almost instantly. And then what's fucked up is Optimus Prime is like walking away from the pyramid, like strutting back, and he's like, "Well, I fucking did it. Now the Fallen is dead." And he rips off all of those extra parts that Jetfire gave him. Like, yeah. Let me get this garbage off of me.
It's like, oh my God, dude, that guy sacrificed himself for you. What are you talking about?
Here, find a good garbage dump for that. Does Egypt recycle? Now, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Get this rusty trash off me. Build a house or two.
It's amazing.
It's insane. It's like...
It's this emotional sacrifice. Like, well, it's a little heavy for my tastes.
Doesn't really go with my red and blue. Get this fucking trash off me.
So, does the movie end now?
No, I mean, almost, sort of.
Can you stand on a fucking aircraft carrier?
Right, well, everybody's excited. We're reunited. And then, yeah, we're on an aircraft carrier. And it's another...
Megatron escapes, because why
not? Yeah,
who cares?
They're like, you know what, Megatron? It ain't worth it.
And he's like, we'll see you next movie.
And they all fly away. Which, okay, fine. I think everyone's just tired at that point. And then it's bullshit because Optimus Prime again is like,
by the way, anyone receiving this message, we're on Earth. I was like, that's how this shit fucking started in the first place.
Stop hitting reply all, okay?
No one wants your fucking newsletter, god damn it.
You could hear this, if you're in fucking space, bring it on down, man. By the way, if you want to be compatible with me for like 20 seconds, you could give up your life.
Fuck, I thought I marked this for promotions.
And
no, it's not spam. You've got to read the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And you must forward it to 12 people or
it won't work.
Yeah. Maybe a ghost will come out or something.
So then, like, he goes back to class. Rainn Wilson smiles at him, and Linkin Park starts playing.
Yeah, cue up that Linkin Park. Are they in every movie?
I think so.
We're two for two right now.
Linkin Park, you got a ton of bad Green Day in this movie.
Nickelback, baby.
Nickelback. You got a Taking Back Sunday song at the end of the credits. I hate the thing where it's like, we're just putting a bunch of songs and shit. Yeah. They thematically have nothing to do with this movie at all. We're just going to put them in. It's like that Taking Back Sunday song in the middle of the credits has nothing to do with anything.
But Andrew, it's a Michael Bay movie. None of it matters.
Michael?
Put it down, Michael! End this tape, guy!
We're just getting started.
Because Megan Fox does not return, right?
No, she does not.
Yeah, this is her last ride, man.
The Laurie Strode has escaped.
And that's it. That's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Would anybody recommend this movie?
Absolutely not.
I think I recommended the last one, didn't I? I think I might have.
Maybe like a soft recommend.
Absolutely not on this one. This is where we're way off a cliff. At least the first one, like, there's the fun of figuring it out, sort of.
Yeah.
Not really, but you know, there's sort
enough.
Enough. This one is just like, we're reinventing the premise, but not really, and we're not really introducing new characters, but we're not paying anything off. It's just not good.
We're introducing them, but we're not like giving them the attention that new characters deserve.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Tony Todd.
And some of the spectacle is cool enough and might even be better than the first movie, but I could not care any less.
I mean, I do think that the effects hold up. So now it's 2009, so it's 8 years ago. Yeah, I don't know. It looks fine. It looks like a Michael Bay cartoon movie.
Sure.
Yeah. The Devastator thing looks cool. It's all impressive CGI, but like, you got nothing.
I like cannot remember what happens in Egypt. Like, I have a vague impression of what goes on, but like,
that's so much of this movie just glossed over.
I just was like, what? And I just wasn't caring. Like, and there were plenty of cool visuals that I should have been caring. I didn't.
Well, and don't worry, dude. You're going to care next week when we go to the dark side of the moon and there's a secret fucking Transformer base on it.
Oh, is there a little person dead in the background?
That I don't know.
Yeah, can we sync up a Floyd record to this shit?
Oh, that might be something.
Yeah.
I don't. Did Pink Floyd ever put out an album that was 2 hours and 45 minutes long?
Oh.
You're kidding me. That's 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
So this is a distress beacon. This podcast is an SOS.
If anyone out there can hear us,
save us or kill us.
Kill us dead.
I don't know if I can continue on the show, but we will see. Yeah. Tune in next week to see if I'm still here.
Yeah, or you know, if you happen to see me between... I'll already have seen it, so there's no point in killing me then.
Yeah, well, if you see us, kill us.
Yeah, just in general.
August 5th, Bell House.
That's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, directed by Michael Bay. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over on the HeadGum Network page. Rate and review in iTunes or wherever you get us. We'd greatly appreciate it. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. Right into the mailbag. We all hate movies at gmail.com. Next week on the program, the summer blockbuster extravaganza does indeed continue with Transformers 3, which I believe is called Transformers: Dark of the Moon.
Yes, it is.
That's
it
what you like.
It is fucking bad.
But don't we get voice acting from legendary Leonard Nimoy in that movie?
We do believe so.
Which I find out he's Michael Bay's cousin.
What?
No, he's married to... He was married to Michael
through
Bay's
marriage?
Cousin. Yeah.
Oh, all thank right. God.
Your cousins, Michael. You're related.
It's next week on the show. More Transformers are coming. Until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadek.
Chris Cabotron.
Eric Siskatron.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum podcast.